As much as I'd like to say it was a fire and brimstone speech, it really wasn't. It was, obviously it was well below our standards, and we needed to start to play like us, like we knew how, settle in. And then with a lead like that, I mean, the hardest dent to take is the first one. That's why we talked about the importance of that first drive on offense. I think the leadership on this team stepped up at halftime. Coaches really didn't have to say much. The guys that you would expect, it was Joe on offense, Thomas. I think Hoyer was pretty vocal, and obviously Whitner and Dansby defensively. Because it's well outside of the zone where we felt comfortable. We felt good about punting the ball in. We ended up with our shoulder on the goal line. You know, it's a game of inches. You know, it's otherwise they're starting from the half foot line. That was the plan. And unfortunately, we get got the ball to 20 and were able to flip the field some. But I just that length of field goal, if it's no good, gives them the ball probably pretty close to midfield. Only 4 minutes left, just a couple first downs away from being in field goal range. So that was a decision we made. Just as a changeup. I mean, it's something when you're I don't know how many first downs we had in the first half, three maybe two or three. I mean, that's when you talk about changing tempo, forcing teams to think a little bit faster and get lined up. And if you can get some first downs, it gets them tired and it keeps you on the field. It was one of those things where we had gone up tempo the whole half and moved the ball. Why take the foot off the gas at that point and play for it? I felt that we had them. They were tired. That we were obviously moving the ball very well throughout the entire second half with the up tempo stuff. And that's one where just wanted to keep that ball rolling. Yeah, just across the board. I don't want to single a guy out. I think we all need to play better. I mean, it was his first game as a rookie. And it's as for all the rookies, I mean, it's a learning experience. I mean, there's just some pretty good wideouts. We take out of it that we're 0-1. That I told the team afterwards. This is a pass-fail league. We failed. Proud of the effort in the second half, but it's a valuable lesson to learn. You're behind 24 points at halftime. I don't know what the percentages are of coming back and winning, but I guarantee it's probably right around one. So there are no moral victories in this league. But I was proud of the resolve and the character that showed up. These guys went out and executed the plan in the second half. It wasn't enough. They made basically one more play than we did. And it's a valuable lesson, but it doesn't change the fact that we're 0-1. I don't account for it. I mean, it's unacceptable by our standards. That it was and we went through a phase where we had one guy making a mistake and they were finding it. Like we had an end line up on the wrong side on the long touchdown run, and they ran the play right back to where we were missing a guy. We had two off the same side, so it was a comedy of errors in the first half defensively. I mean, we made a lot of mistakes, and it just snowballed on us. And they hit some big plays to their credit. I'm not gonna say it was all on us not executing. I mean, you saw what makes Ben when he scrambled out of the pocket. We had a free runner, missed him. Got out of the pocket, threw a perfect ball, falling backwards to Brown. Those are the types of plays that are you got to end up on the plus side of. So, obviously, our focus defensively was neither in any phase was there in the first half, and we found it in the second half. But it wasn't enough, obviously. Yeah, we can. I mean, there's positives to take out of it, but I'd rather pull negatives from a win than positives out of a loss. I mean, we'll definitely move forward from this with some confidence in certain areas, but we also know there's a lot of things that we need to get corrected. It's hard to judge. I mean, he made some plays and then left some out there. It's until I know the call and what the read was supposed to be, where he's supposed to go with it, that he made some big plays for us, and there were a couple that he left out there. I think the tempo helped. And I think just the information you gather over a half, I think it limits the defensive call sheet when you pick the tempo up. So you're getting looks that you're comfortable with. That you're not getting a lot of movement. Guys are just getting lined up, and those guys they were fresh and they ran hard. They did, and to their credit, they weren't wide eyed. I mean, they went in there and executed. I thought Crowell was a great change of pace. Or when you go in the up tempo and you get West hit a couple back-to-back runs, and then Crowell had to go in there and clean up a drive. I thought they both did a really good job, and that's a perfect example of Crowell really was not in this game plan. It was going to be Tate and West, and to his credit, he prepared like a starter, and he went in there and did his job. No, Hawk's a guy that we feel real good about his ability to get open. His short area quickness, I think, is elite. That he's a tough target to hit because he's smaller. I thought Brian did a good job putting some of those balls on him. Just the way the game went, just never felt the need for it. I don't want to say rewarded. I mean, we're 0-1. It's hard to, pull feel good moments out of it. I mean, the resolve, the comeback, the grit that we showed in the second half. But it's still we're in the win business. So, while Brian played well, there's I think he'll be the first to tell you there's a lot of plays he'd won over.